1. The Human Genome. An individual's set of genes constitutes their genome. In humans, it's organized into 23 pairs of chromosomes and is present in all somatic cells. The image of the chromosomes obtained during the mitosis metaphase, when the DNA is compacted, is called a karyotype. The first karyotype was obtained in 1956, and today, karyotyping is the first step in any analysis regarding the genetic heritage of an individual. The human genome has been the subject of a research project that led to the determination of the entire sequence of bases that make up our DNA. The comparison of the human genome with that of other species has revealed that the species genetically closest to ours is that of the chimpanzee. 2. Point mutations. Although the process of DNA replication is a very precise mechanism, it may encounter errors that cause a change in the nucleotide sequence, called a mutation. Depending on whether this involves a body's germ cells or somatic cells, these mutations are distinguished as germline or somatic mutations. Mutations can involve highly variable portions of the genome when an error involves only a single nitrogenous base in a DNA sequence, and therefore only one gene. It's called a point mutation. Point mutations may include the replacement, deletion, or insertion of a nitrogenous base in the nucleotide sequence. 3. Chromosomal abnormalities. Chromosomal alterations involve long portions of DNA and are of two types: A. Chromosomal mutations and B. Genomic mutations. Chromosomal mutations are alterations of a segment of DNA that may be deleted, duplicated, or undergo a change of position. There are four forms of chromosomal changes: deletion, duplication, inversion, translocation. Genomic mutations consist of a variation in the number of chromosomes compared to the norm. A body's karyotype is composed of more or less chromosomes than the typical number for the species. Genomic alterations are the basis of some diseases that affect humans, such as Down syndrome. 4. Autosomal genetic diseases. There are many diseases of genetic origin caused by DNA mutations. In general, an error in DNA replication causes a change in the encoded protein, which is then unable to function. The following situations are possible. If the allele is recessive, it is manifested in the phenotype of homozygotes that have been affected by the disease. Some diseases also occur in the heterozygote, when the protein produced by a single allele is not quantitatively sufficient to ensure a normal situation. There are also cases in which heterozygotes are not affected by the disease. However, since they have a copy of the mutant allele, they can be transmitted to offspring, and for this reason are called carriers. Some examples of such diseases are phenylketonuria, albinism, cystic fibrosis, and sickle cell anemia. If the allele is dominant, it's manifested in the phenotype of all individuals who possess it, both heterozygous and homozygous. Huntington's disease, achondroplasia dwarfism, and hypocholesterolemia are diseases of this type. 5. Genetic diseases related to sex chromosomes. Genes carried on sex chromosomes X and Y determine characters called sex-linked characters. A particularly important aspect of the transmission of characters carried on sex chromosomes concerns genetic diseases caused by recessive alleles carried by the X chromosome, such as colorblindness and hemophilia. These types of disease have a different frequency depending on the individual's gender. Males in particular are more prone to phenotype disease. 6. Spontaneous and induced mutations. DNA mutations can occur spontaneously, that is, without the intervention of external causes, or may be determined by factors external to the cell, called mutagens. Mutagens are chemical substances, radioactive materials, X-rays, ultraviolet rays from the sun, and so on. Spontaneous mutations are events that occur very rarely. On average, in eukaryotic cells, a mutation occurs once in every 10^4 to 10^9 duplicated base pairs. Generally, these point mutations involve the replacement, addition or elimination of a nucleotide during the synthesis of a new DNA strand. When a cell is exposed to mutagenic agents, the frequency of mutations greatly increases.